say something called a chatzer. The Chazanish claims there's no such thing as called a chatzer because we don't use our chatzeros, we don't use our front yards as a kind of dira, as a kind of dwelling. Whatever is not used as a kind of dwelling doesn't fit into the chatzer of Chazal. However, I mentioned to you the Brisker of is called a Kabbis, and I also told you it's not just the Brisker of, many others as well. Are chalik in this matter, and assume that we do lie actually after there. The third possibility mentioned here in Sif Hei, in Tavar Shayin Aleph, Moyadar Ba'aliyah, the person lives on the upper floor. Ali actually means an attic. He has no Pesach Asur HaVishasur Adem. So then the halacha is, he puts it in the window, Asur HaVishasur Adem. And then level number four was Vishas HaSakana. The person is involved in some sort of sakon. We said that it's applied basically in Chutzaretz. And in Chutzaretz, it's called Shasa Sakana. As a result, you can't be Mekayim Mitzvah any of the three ways that we mentioned till now, so then you put it inside your house, Al Shulchan B'dayim. That's the place of Rest of Shabbos. That's a Mekayim Mitzvah today. So those are the different levels. And at the end of this, Mechav Mishtav Reshayinah Sipei, he says, "V'tzarech ner acher l'shamash ha'oro." He tells him you need what's called a shamash, another ner, l'shamash ha'oro. Because you're not supposed to be nene from the neros of Hanukkah. And you have to have some sort of a heker. The Rav is a friend of Bracha, so I'll let you tell this is not necessary. A shamash is we have electric lights. Because we have electric lights, therefore, there's no need to have a separate shamash. But I think the minog Yisrael, if I'm not mistaken, is dafka to have a shamash. Who here has a shamash? About everyone. With the exception of a few briskers who feel that it's not necessary, because I've just explained to you that since you're talking about illumination that we have from the electric lights, there's no need for a separate shamash. V'yevyesh v'dura, ein atzor v'ner acher. That's exactly our specific point. It's a dinush v'lor, he said. If there's a v'dura, if there's a bonfire, because you have plenty of light. So clearly you're not being nene from Neros of Hanukkah. There's no need to have a shamash. We don't have, instead of a bonfire, we have electric illumination. And therefore that's considered to be the same as the Madura. Even while the Toshim, Shein Dak and Shtamish Lahor, Madura Tzar to Nerachim. If you're not in Toshim, then you don't use the or of the Madura, then you would require a shamash. And with the Raphael, a shamash today was not necessary. Okay, now we're going on to Halacha Vav. And Halacha Vav is an important thing. It says, Manicha Lamala Shosha Tvachim. You're supposed to put the Nair above three Tvachim. Because anything that's below three Tvachim is called up the Halacha. You want to know what we call it? Below three Tvachim is called Lavud. Lamid Beis Vav Dalad. Lavud means, correct, it's found in Sukkah, it's found in Erevin, it's found in Masech Shabbos. Apparently in the many, many sections of Shas, very good. It says anything which is below four tzvachim, below three tzvachim, I'm sorry, is considered to be love. That's what Shabura writes here in Sitka and Chavol. See what he says, Kala B'shosha Tzvachim? The Kala B'shosha B'shosha Kinaniyah Mekarakas. If you put it in the ground, the Eindikah Shabala Baisi Nikah Shabala. The Kala B'shosha B'di'evid Yatsa, the Baskin B'di'evid, Yer Yotzei, even if it's Lamata B'shosha Tzvachim. And the fact is, that you have therefore a basis to be able to. However, then the Mechaber says further, you put it, the mitzvah is to put it, I read the Mechaber properly here, the mitzvah is to put it obviously above 3 tzvachim, but below 10 tzvachim. You put it above 10 tzvachim, the din is also that you are Yotzin. Basically, you can put it with the Eben from 10 Tzvachim till 20 Amos. Till the height of 20 Amos. The Gemara tells us that Ner Chanukah that's placed above 20 Amos, you're not Yotzin the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. That's what's mentioned here, actually, in Siv Vav, and that's what Mechaber says. Abu Manichel Amalam Yasimam Alo Yotzin. Above 20 Amos, you are not Yotzin. We assume the reason is based on the Mishnebura, writes in Chavches, Lo Shovda Be'ena, because no one can see it, it's all high up. Be'ena Femina, Be'nemadim Bachutz, Be'nemadim Babayis. It doesn't make a difference whether you're lighting outside, just 1 second more, or you're lighting inside. I just want to show you in Chav, Zayin, which the Brook explains, why must there be between 3 and 10 Tzvachim? He tells you, Dika Pirsim and Nais Tzvek Shulamata. Because the whole idea of the Ner HaChanukah is to be Mepharis in the Nest, to publicize it. So when it's between 3 and 10 Tzvachim, then it's at sort of, at the level of human beings can see it, and thereby it's Pirsim and Nest. The Dabra also the Or, Eidar HaNichel Kol Kach Lamata, something which is used for light, for illumination, you don't put it so down, so low down. Why people are careful about this? They people put it inside, and that's a marker. Okay, now tourists ask them, the tourist says, no, it has to be between 3 and 10 Tzvachim. That's what the Rabbi Zakaro writes. If you have the third level, you're up in an attic, then you can have a lot of shit. This is a very important statement in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's say I live in a skyscraper. Let's say I live in an apartment building with 30 floors. So obviously I'm above 20 amas. But since you have other buildings across from you or nearby, you can see the Eretz Chanukah, you put them in the window. So there, what halacha is, there is piercing on this. That's how Moshe also passes halacha. That's what Mishnah Berurah quotes over here. You see what I'm saying? You're in an apartment building on the 20th floor. Way above 20 amos. But other people obviously can see the light of the Neres Chanukah. They're also above 20 amos. They're either across from your building, or nearby, whatever it may be. And therefore, the halacha is, that's fine. Yes, Shloshei Chalomos, I have two windows. Echad Amal Me'asar Tzvachim, Echad Amat Me'asar Tzvachim, one above 10 Tzvachim, one below 10 Tzvachim. Vayyani Badiyani Chalom Chalom Shulamat Me'asar Tzvachim. Put it in the window, as below 10 Tzvachim. Uve Neres Pesach Nesses, what about Neres that you that light in the shul, I'll talk about shortly. I mean, it's a lower place in a high area, an area where everyone can see it. So basically, we have here a very important thing. Number one, do not light below 3 tefachim. Number two, light above 3 tefachim. Number three, light below 10 tefachim. Number four, if you light above 10 tefachim, don't light above 20 amos. Number five, if you're living in an apartment building, which has 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 floors, and you're on the 69th floor, and there's another apartment building across from you where others can see the candles which you're going to put, obviously, in the chalom. The din is that you don't say, because they're still considered to be pesumin nisa. So what's just one second more. It's one more halacha here, and that is that this is a very, most people that I know in Chutz Laaretz usually either lighting one or two places. In Chutz Laaretz. I'm not talking about Israel. In Chutz Laaretz, they either light it, if I'm not mistaken, inside their homes, on the table, correct? I assume that's what most people do, or many people do. And therefore, because we're assuming that that's called the Shasa Sakona, then we call the fourth level, Manichal Shulchan Medayo, or you will light it by the window. Am I not correct? Maybe I don't remember what they did in Chutzar, I feel. If I'm not mistaken, that's what people do. However, again, as I want to stress, in Eretz Yisrael, where there is no Sakana, there's no Hezek here at all. Therefore, where do you light the Dole Ador, or Misakin, and we should light Bachutz, the Ikra Takana, we should light outside. We know that we will show you when the time comes, even though there's going to be a Machlokas about this, as you can imagine, everybody's a Machlokas, exactly where to light. But it's very clear that that's what you're supposed to do. And the whole din of lighting bifnin is only b'shas ha-sakona. That's very, very clear if you look at Rizkorov. You don't have to look at Rizkorov. I told you yesterday, I actually brought the sefer with me that quotes the Arzarua and the Ritva and many other Rishonim who say that very, very clearly. Only in Eretz Yisrael, I in my life never saw anyone in Chutz Laaretz, although there's no right or anything. But I never saw anyone in Chutz Laaretz who actually lived outside. I even saw, however, the Bi'ah Gro, something absolutely fascinating to me. I saw the Bi'ah Gro write that if a person goes ahead when he's supposed to light outside, the light's inside, the Gro says, it's not yet to the mitzvah of Hanukkah. You hear that, Nani? Stop that. It's not yet to the mitzvah of Hanukkah. If he lights inside, well, he should be lighting outside. And we just saw in the Gemara, there are four different levels. Okay, it's true there. Others don't agree with that, luckily. Others don't agree with this far of the Grub. The Grub is so machmer, wacky, and binyeretitzer. The guy now did not get a period. Ben lachatchila ben b'yeret. If you light bifnim, when you are not supposed to light bifnim, namely we have a takanu chazal, ikra takanu chazal, light outside. You know, mekayim ikra takanu chazal. And I think all this, the maral, is cholak on this, and others don't. Apparently it's a big machlokes of rishonim, but again, as I'm trying to explain to you, that the main mitzvah is in Eretz Yisrael to light the davka outside. Okay, now there are different commentary that we have here. Yeah, go ahead, Ben.
This person who needs something probably on you.
Very good question. The answer, of course, is Rashi Shabbos. Rashi Masachah Shabbos, and that's Sugya. Because the Gemara says, I assume you probably agree with the Gemara. Gemara points out over there, to when do we light Neros Chanukah? So the Gemara says, Adakalya Rigla the Tamudoy. Do you recall that? Look at the Taf Reish Ayin Beis, Sif Beis. Everyone look at the Taf Reish Ayin Beis, Sif Beis, to see this halacha. To when do you light Neros Chanukah? So here, I mean, I'm not talking yet about this issue, we haven't got to it yet, but since you asked, we should discuss it. My focus on Pesach, as you can imagine, regarding the beginning of this month, maybe I should just mention that, and then I'll get to your issue too. Yeah. What's the machlokes and pasukim regarding the beginning of this month? Obviously, the Rabbi Shimon who held the chapter light from Sof Shkia, which is Seis HaKachavim, is supposed to start lighting Neros Chanukah, because then the aura there is Nikar. Then you have people who are over Mishavim, people who are walking by. And that's how guess who passed is the Mechaber, Maran the Mechaber. Where is Josh? No, he's not feeling well. Shabbat for Shlomo. Maran HaMechaber passes the Tav Reish Ayin Bet. Tziv Aleph, beginning of that Tziv, tells you, Eman Likim Ner Chalak HaKadosh Yitzishkachama Elo Im Sof Shkiyasa. What does it mean, Sof Shkiyasa? Sof Shkiyasa refers to what? Tzei Sakachovim. When it says Sakachovim, Amin Mitzet Tishkiya, it says Sakachovim, what's the Machlekes? But according to the good, let's say, how many minutes is the Shkia says? 20 minutes. So you light, essentially, 20 minutes after Shkia according to the Mechaber. However, there are other Rishonim, namely, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ran, the Yireim, all small other Rishonim who came to claim, no, that this man is in Chilas HaShkia. That's when you're supposed to light, correct? And that's probably about 15 minutes earlier. It depends on the machlokas of the time of the going and of the time of the goyinim. The gabbai is mad and hashmoshes. Whatever the case is, you light from the beginning of the second shkia. Anyway, that's how the builder going is. You know, is going to light when exactly at shkia. I know a rabbi ben Shemesh. That's exactly when he lights. He's very reductive to light dafka at shkia. All the time, for years and years and years, even when he lived in Chutz Haaretz. He lies down, but let me just answer his question yet. Not being fair. So here now, let's read in the Mechaber. That's what I wanted to read. The Bris Krov is not like that. Also, the Prushim are not like that in Mishalayim. You know the Prushim? Who are the Prushim? Prushim, those who are medaktik, very medaktik. They know Yerushalayim dafka to light with Shkia. I remember, I don't want to discuss this topic right now. But I remember that they asked once Rav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, the Kollel of YU. They asked him, what should they do? Because there's Kollel. Should they be Mevatel Kollel to go and light Neros Chanukah to build a goy? That means once they go home, usually you don't come back. Once you go home and your wife offers you some of those, what do they call them? Latkes or Sugaryot. And after that, you have a party. It's going on every night. So is that Daniel Talmud Torah? Daniel, what would you say? See, Daniel said it's not Daniel Talmud Torah. So right away, they wrote for Dusta Meiri, the Dark of Akkadish. He always has the right Yushua ready for the occasion. And Meiri says it's not Daniel Talmud Torah. But when did the Rav himself light? Of course, at Shkia. That's the Shalom, which is not light at Shkia. The minute that Yeshiva is in Eretz Yisrael, the minute of Yerushalayim, the minute of the Prushim. Those who are Prushim and Yerushalayim are Kodesh, those who are very didactic in mitzvahs, that they adopt the light with Shkia. That's what the risk of was the Abelman Soloveitchik, Chaim Lebracha, and his nephew, Maran, Abbas Yudev Halevi Soloveitchik, he bossed it. That's how he was learning as well, to like Dr. Uchia. Kind of read this Meiri, didn't affect him. Whatever the case is, that's the Minhag HaPrushim Yerushalayim. However, the Chazon Ish was known to light, if I'm not mistaken, 20 minutes after Shkia. That was his practice. And that's what he would say, all the Shitas. Okay, I didn't answer your question yet, which I'm about to get to. This is just by way of Magdama to your question. So now reading Tov Reshai Tvei Sif Beis, what does it say over here? Shachach Alhizid. Anyone remember when Meir asked? It was so long ago, you may have forgotten. Meir asked whether, Meir Weishlin did yet. He asked whether the Sumanisa is a din that's essentially governed by Jews or even by non-Jews. So I told him right away, before I got into this interregnum and this interlude, that Gemara says on the Kali Rigla Tamudoi, that you might, till when, till the time when the Tamudoi, these are what Rashi says, open Bashab, people used to sell. What do they sell in the marketplace? They sell kindle wood. You know what kindle wood is, Ayachayim? But Binyamin knows what it is. Where is Binyamin?
18?
18, yes. 18 Hasaka. In Montana, they probably, most likely that's how they still light things. With kindle wood. Do they have stoves over there? In Montana? Anyway, so they use kindle wood. So they were selling kindle wood for people that didn't have, as you know, from the beginning of my second brothers, they didn't have any light. There were no electric lights, correct? That's why they used to do everything much earlier. Now, my earlier going to Sadesha. Eat earlier, go to sleep earlier. Anyway, so look at the Mechaber again. Shachar Lohizid, person, the guy, or the Mezid, Lohizid, Mishkes HaChama, he didn't like the Shkia. Mavik Baholich, till when can he be Mavik? At Shetichel HaGmanashu. Till there's no longer people walking outside. Shul Kumo Chatsi Shah. Tells you a half hour. A half hour is this man that we had to light. That's this man that people are still walking. Shah Zahom, he said, that's what? Ha'om, Omri Mishah, people are still walking in the marketplace, he can pursue Menisa. And they're still pursuing Menisa. Means approximately half hour after when? After Tzeisat HaChavim. So what's the deal? They'll go to the Tzeisat HaShem and Kizeh HaShir. You have to put enough Shemin to last for that period of time. But what's the halach if I don't do that? Look at the end of the Mechaber. I'm skipping a few lines. Oh, that's all right. Abdul Mabar says, Mab Lo Hidik. Let's say that's Mab Tzichol Ekman Ashuk passes. Below it, like I didn't like Neres Hanukkah. What's the name of the Eved? Malik Olik Olad Ailo. I can what? Light Neres Hanukkah the entire night. Till when? Till Amur HaShachar. V'im Lovar Kol Alayla Below it, of course, the entire night passes. I didn't like. Then, Elo Tashub. However, there's only one tonight. The Mishagura points out very, very clearly. If I'm going to like after this half hour, after Tzeis, I'm going to lie 12 o'clock at night, or 1 o'clock at night, or 3 o'clock at night. Someone yesterday raised the following question with me. They came from the airport on Chanukah night from Chutz Laaretz, and they arrived at 3:30, quarter to 4 in the morning. By the time they came home, it was 20 minutes before Amud HaShachar. They asked me, could they light Neros Chanukah with the bracha? The halacha is that Neros had to last how long? Half hour. And now the question is, can they go ahead and light? They only have 20 minutes left. Till Amud HaShachar. Would they be able to light with the bracha? Aaron, how would you pass in the shachar? I'm happy that you are hesitating, because it's not a simple shaila. Dani, what would you say in the shaila? We'll get to you saying in a moment. How do you guys pass in? Shmuel. How would you pass it in the Shaila? You only have 20 minutes left. Should I lie with the bracha? Why is it any different? Or perhaps it is different than a person who, let's say, is lighting a place where there's a terrible draft. You know what a draft means? A wind. It's going to blow out the candle. Are you allowed to light in such a place? No, because that's considered to be probably even a bracha batala. Do you know the light's going to go out? It's going to be extinguished. How do I light there? You hear the question, Mayor? So how do you pass it? So what do the Paschim say? You can't light with the bracha.
Well,
why? It's true that the mitzvah is hadlaka osa mitzvah. That's him quoting the Gemara. Because he's a big Talmud Chacham. Hadlaka osa mitzvah. By doing the act of halakha, you have to fill the mitzvah. Even if it goes out right away, you don't have to relight it again. That's what you're saying. But still, the chachila has to be potentially capable of being lit for a half hour. Excuse me? Okay, good. So the pasuk would agree with you. I'm just saying, I can see a reason to argue. I certainly can. But I'm just getting back to his shayla, Mayor. I still didn't answer it. Notice how I've been delayed. I'm trying to set up the background for it. That is to say that the Mishnah Berurah says here there's one important criteria. If I light at 3 o'clock in the morning, can I light with the bracha? Under all circumstances, no. Only if there are people awake. Only if there are people present. As a matter of fact, some pasuk say you should wake people up. I don't know if they would appreciate it. Gezel Shino. What's the din of Gezel Shino? It's also. The question is, I discussed it. Didn't I, Ari Chaim? I didn't. No. I have to give a whole shiur on Gezel Shino. What's the nature of the Issa? Some say it's the Issa in the Torah. What? Zela Marish. It's not my Issa, it's a Chazmi out of Mitzri. Mark what's a pasuk. But it's some sort of Gezel. Others say it's a gather ben Abba Habero. Others quote other psukim. But the halacha is the chatchila. There should be people up. That's what Mishnah Berurah points out over here. If the people are sleeping, then of course you should lie without a bracha. However, this has not yet answered the question which Meir asked. And the question was, okay, now we have to lie till the zman of tichla ben Abba Hashuk. So, but these pesimimis are relevant to Jews or non-Jews. So Rashi says over there, Rashi in Shabbos says, whom are we talking about? Who is selling this kindlewood? Tarim Udoyi. Are they Jews or non-Jews? The answer is they are non-Jews. So it would seem that these Mavra'etzim, or Chendanim, whatever you want to call them, it seems that you have even Pesimunis for non-Jews. What do you say to that, Dari? Who says that? Rav Shlomo. That's who he writes in the Sefer, Mother was Mother. That's the Raya brings to this Rashi. Raglan Tamunoi, who quotes it also. So there, I think I've answered your question, that Pesimunis applies to non-Jews as well. You're asking why? Why should Pesimunisa be relevant to non-Jews? What's the whole idea of Pesimunisa? I didn't want to get into this whole issue, but you're dragging me ineluctably into the issue. Are you aware of the fact that some people, I don't want to mention, who light Neros Chanukah outside, they have these Neros Chanukah that live in public squares, and sometimes in City Hall, I don't want to say who, and sometimes they even light in the bracha. To me, there's a shot of the bracha batala. And the bracha batala is over these days. Because it's not a house. But they live there? The answer is they probably do. But I don't think it's a house. I don't think it qualifies. As far as Neir Chanukah is concerned. But I'm trying to show you, Mayor, according to Ashtarbach anyway, regular Tarmidoy, these non-Jews who are selling tinderwood, whatever they were selling, kindlewood, tinderwood. So they are the people who are outside passerbys, and therefore, that is Pesimunisa. If you're not Jewish, what do you say to that? You don't like it. Because you feel that Pesimunisa is only for Jews. I see how you feel. Maybe you're thinking about another Mishnah Berurah. In Siman Dalet, if I'm not mistaken, Mishnah Berurah talks about, is it in a Ruach Ruach? We have to wash your hands in the morning 3 times, and go into the going 4 times, ultimately right, left, right, left, right, left. Is that relevant to non-Jews? Says Mishnah Berurah, no. Why not? Because they have no concept of Kedusha. Ruach Ruach is only relevant to someone who has Kedusha. And they are saying, the Simonis is only relevant to someone who is involved in the whole enterprise of Leis Chanukah. Going behind Kesha. Then going to Leis Chanukah. But I'm only telling you what Rabbi Shmuel, who's an effort of Dolei Ador, that he writes, based on this Rashi, and the Rif, in Masech HaShabbos. You learned the Sugi Masech HaShabbos last year. Did you not? You should do what I do. Every year I learn the Sugi Masech HaShabbos. Every Chanukah. What is it, 4 blah, Danny? I don't recall how many it is. So I've been doing it for about 40 years of my life. So that's why I'm familiar with it. Just Gemara Rashi, maybe in Texas also.
And the Beis Halevi.
What?
And the Beis Halevi.
Of course the Beis Halevi you have to learn. The Beis Halevi has a parish at Chanukah that's wondrous. It's Mamash Pesumi Nisa. It's cool on this. The Beis Halevi Al Torah. You know, I'm talking about he has in the back at Chanukah. That's the religious quoted all the time. Okay, what do you want to say?
Will Babich do that?
I didn't mention anybody by name.
Okay.
No, it's not careful,
I am. All right, ask we passed
him. Yeah, I'm a
we passed him that
will you be able to cure me? Excuse me? That's why I asked you. You're a man after my own heart. Yeah.
If someone's by himself in a dangerous area and he's lighting on the table, so in that case you would have to light within half an hour. Because in order to say the bracha.
However, the Pasuk say that since we have people inside our homes, and as long as the people are there, it's considered to be Pesuminisa, even though it's beyond the half hour. That's what we assume.
What if there's mosh no one there? Like you're in the middle.
What was that?
What if you're like in the middle of nowhere? Like you're the only Jew.
Then obviously you have a problem. By the way, there even the Achrayim say, let's see, what does the Brewer say about this? If everyone is sleeping, what does the Brewer say? Here it is. Tough Ray Shine Base, the Shara Shara Tzir. Look who he talks about it. He said, come to Yitzayim. You see Yitzayim and Tough Ray Shine Base? Shara Tzir is at the bottom of the page, Mr. Brewer. Mogan Abram, Derek Hakayim, with Hayot, and Mesebe Femme Moshe, Eric Mesebe Daito, Shok Hakonenas, Walid, and Shiesh, and Kulam. All them are sleeping. The Yaki Base, and Shinaim, and Yavi, and Yavi. Wow, you have to wake up two or three people. Not enough to wake up one person there. Mr. Brewer says in Shara Tzir, you have to wake up two or three. Why? So you can't wake him up. Oh, was it Mr. Brewer passing with the Eben? You can still make a bracha. If you're in the place where there's nobody, you're in the place where there's nobody. Only should make a be mad at the Sanka. When Mashman the Kasa came to Shiva Shadow the Brahma, the Bada, the Brahma, the Christ of my love, the Rabbi Yosef, the better if you can publicize the nation, but more people, that's better. I believe that I'm not sure there's nobody there. The Shul's in the Rabba Mitzvah. Can you really be not in all the Makam Shom? Some of the Brahma's law, the Kampavi, Shirat Saluna Kavase, and much of the others. It's Mashman and Mishnah Brewer over here that even when there's no one, you actually can go ahead and make a Brahma with the other. I thought it was a Paschal what to do. Something from the Akel, but that's only if you're lighting inside. But if you are lighting outside, which is what's done in Eretz Yisrael, then already it's a different story. What's the din in Eretz Yisrael? You're lighting over here. What would you say? Is there a Kpeinan Zman? Or there's no Kpeinan Zman?
Yes.
What do you say? What do you mean? Yes, what? Yes, there is a Kpeinan, yes, there is no Kpeinan.
Yes, there is a Kpeinan.
What?
Yes, there is a Kpeinan Zman.
So the Vilna Gaon says that he holds you have to light Shkia. Okay, let's assume you have went to Mechaber, he says, so Shkia, 20 minutes after Tzeis. And now what happens if you are beyond that time? So what's the din? According to the Vilna Gaon, goodbye Charlie. You know what goodbye Charlie means? It's all over.
Yes, sir.
That's what the Vilna Gaon seems to be very machmir. And if I'm not mistaken, we have to check actually the risk of. Risk of talks about this, I don't recall what he says though. You have to check the risk of that till when you have to go ahead and light. I think risk of and the Vilna Gaon are very makrib. I think they make a deal, which I don't have in front of me right now. We have to see what the language of the Rambam is. Anyway, the Chachila wants to try to light his mind. I'm very, very makbid on Hanukkah to try to light this mother. I don't know. Matter of fact, the reason why. Okay. It's a separate story. Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Reichman, or Herschel Reichman, Shlita?
Rav Heshi Reichman, Rav Rabbeinu.
He has a chumra of lighting something that lasts for like 2 or 3 hours.
He has a chumra of lighting during the week.
Now, whenever he lights his shkia, and it should last until like 2 or 3 hours.
Why?
Because there's still people out until very late at night.
And therefore?
And so you need it for a much longer amount of time.
Well, I don't understand. In New York City, there are people walking around until Amud HaShachar. But they just wake up, usually around shkia. That means you should be lighting for 9, 10 hours. What's the basis for that, Fumra?
I'm not sure.
A Rabbeinu should never have arrived. Rav Kara that, oh, maybe I'll ask him if he's not like that. And then ask him what the market for that is. While you're at it too. All right.